He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
And welcome to Smooth Drama.
Smooth Drama!
Dick is just overly excited over here.
I'm excited to be speaking with you, brother. And howling at my fans.
I'm just trying to wake up. Hey, does your phone, like, when you turn it sideways, does it turn the text sideways too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. And that's not when you're texting. That's like, you have to turn your head sideways to text and shit. So.
Yeah, no.
And I say, man, you're pretty talented with the text and you don't have to turn your head.
No, but, not really.
But, okay, well, you just burst my bubble and thinking that you're not talented.
Yeah, there's no talent to that
No,
at all.
You're not talented?
No, I got skills. So we not even worry about that. I got skills. Anyway, welcome to Smooth Drama with you. Your boy Dick Hugger and my homegirl.
Homie.
Blinged out, homie.
My bling.
Got a bling on. Butter pecan in the building.
My bling, my spinners. Because this is as close to spinners as I'm going to get. My one spinner. I couldn't afford four of them. I got my one spinner.
Oh, you got your one.
This isn't even my spinner. It's Dick's. Dick Spinner. Dick's spinner is around my neck.
Oh my God.
We have a couple announcements to make. Do we?
Yes, we have a couple announcements to make. We have a contest for the new CD.
Two tickets to the new CD Entertainment Summit in Del Mar, California, and you can win if you go to the summit and choose to be a part of the selection process to be in a movie put out by Rare Breed Entertainment. So you may be able to have your 2, 5, 10, 20 minutes of fame.
Movie star style.
Yep.
And you say, hey, this movie wasn't nothing until I made my cameo.
Yeah, there you go.
I said it all. That's something you can tell your grandkids if you're lucky enough to have sex.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you choose to partake in the selection process during the Entertainment Summit in Del Mar. Woo!
Yeah. Anyway, if you would like a chance to win two tickets to go to the new CD seminar, you can hit us up at
Smooth Drama.
Where you would
text
the word
Smooth Drama to the number 41411 from your mobile device. The thing, that's going off over here next to Dick, got it on vibrate, and all I keep hearing is,
I know you like that sound. Don't get too excited. All right. Once again, if you want to win two tickets, you're going to text the word Smooth Drama to the number 41411.
And we'll be announcing the winner about a week and a half prior to the summit, so you guys can make your arrangements to get there.
By that date, we've been scheming on.
A $100 value.
$100.
And you get to mingle with the people that are responsible for putting the music out there that you listen to today. Can you tell that person that you are on the air? And is it the same person?
No.
Oh, okay.
Get up.
Tell them, people.
Anyway.
On the air, man.
Yeah, speaking of on the air, if you want to break us off a call, you can hit us up at 646 929-2037.
It's flashing on the bottom of your television screen.
And
or you can email us at
smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com.
That's smooth the drama, one word.
One word.
At smoothdrama, again, one word, .com.
That was very clear and concise.
Well, we have to dumb it down for people
sometimes. We don't have to dumb it down.
You have to dumb it down for people.
We have smart viewers.
Well, I don't know. I see some of the people in the chat room going off, and what were they calling?
Yeah, the chat. We don't have good chat room bedside manner.
Yeah, there's chat room etiquette, people.
I guess.
And there's some that have it and some that don't.
No.
Thank God that I cannot read half the shit that goes on there.
All right.
So what do you have today?
Of course, we want to say that our guest tonight is Raj Hills.
Is it Raj Hills or Raj Hill?
Hills.
Oh, up in them hills.
Hills.
Oh, I've been saying it wrong.
Yeah, we'll be breaking him off a call after we play his record.
His song. Know. We're not going to play his entire record.
Ah.
I don't think I can handle it.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway.
Anyway, we'll be breaking off Roger's call after he blesses him with his...
What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Taken to Church.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
We're going to church, y'all, but... After we talk about Argentina.
I took a picture of him.
Butter is in love with Rob Hill. She likes his cuts.
He's cut.
Yeah.
Y'all will see him when I put the picture up on the website.
Yeah.
What?
Stop drooling.
What?
Anyway, Argentina.
Yes.
You know how we've been talking about how Mexico did the groundbreaking, making the drugs legal.
Oh, yes. Oh, did Argentina decide to do the same thing?
Yes. Argentina, this Supreme Court recently ruled that it was unconstitutional to punish an adult for private use of marijuana as
private
long
use.
As it doesn't harm anyone else.
Oh, very good. Very good.
Yeah. I mean, and...
Wow.
And I have to take it back because I said that there were two South American countries, but upon further
research,
I found out that Brazil also, which is in South America,
is it
coincidentally, Brazil.
Well, them South Americans just go ahead and live it up, don't they?
No, it's not necessarily about living it up. I think that it's the right call, actually. Because what we were doing was not working.
Would you say Americans just all screwed up?
Well, I mean, most of the drugs are here in America anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, they come here. You know, so
they
now,
come to vacation here.
I mean, I've read the reports and whatnot where they're saying that the San Diego Police Department, they're fearing that Mexico's new laws will encourage drug use among college students.
Right.
And they're saying that.
Well, oh my
all these
God!
Kids
you're
going, I'm
gonna
like,
have to do your job.
Well, last time I checked, isn't that what they were doing when
the
they were going
place?
Down the TJ anyhow?
Yes.
What's changing?
It's legal.
Right.
It's legal now.
Yeah, I mean, and because not only did they legalize the small amounts. Basically saying that, hey, you know, if you're not doing nothing that's jeopardizing the public, whatnot.
What was the word?
I said jeopardizing. I
said jeopardizing.
Yeah, jeopardizing. But so long as you're not jeopardizing the public,
jeopardizing.
Hey, it's no big deal. And the key word for me in there was the fact that they said rehabilitation.
Mm.
They're helping people
rehabilitate
who are. Saying they have a problem, whatnot. That's part of the bill. That's part of the program.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, I see that as a win-win. Now, of course, there's some stuck in the butt people who think, "Oh my gosh,
stuck in the butt."
Stuck in the butt.
stuck in the butt.
You know, they look stiff. They walk. They have no butt movement when they walk.
Isn't that like that dance where it's...
No, I ain't no dance for that. You know, I mean, the South American countries are progressively getting it right because
mm-hmm.
they're about rehab.
Right.
You know, whereas we're still stuck behind with the old, matter of fact, the bill just, they had it up to vote. And it didn't pass. That Schwarzenegger and them were talking about letting loose like 27,000 people.
Oh, it didn't pass?
No. I mean, but the thing is, those 27,000 people that they were looking to let go anyway
were
are the dudes that were just smoking weed.
Right.
Anyhow.
And they didn't.
I mean, because it's the non the people, if they're just smoking a joint or whatnot, that's not. I mean, it's criminal,
but they're not
going to kill people.
Yeah, because it's too laid back.
Right. I mean, I just think that we've got it wrong, and of course we don't rehab, and it makes me wonder, the conspiracy theorist that I am, it makes me wonder what is the real reason why we don't do a rehabilitation. And we're just so anxious to lock
what
people.
What do you think the real reason is?
I mean, obviously, for those in the know, they know that jail is a billion-dollar industry now. You know, they make from license plates to furniture. They build all kinds of things. No, jails are turning profits, major, hundreds of millions of dollars in profits.
Isn't that plainly?
Pretty much. You know,
isn't that considered slavery?
Right. I mean, it's basically the new age slavery, and it's legal. And that's why you see these guys, they're so happy to go back to jail and be slaves. It's kind of sad and pathetic.
And they got 3 meals a day.
Yeah. I mean,
cover that.
And actually, the report was Mexico's old president, Vicente Fox, was actually wanting to put these policies in action a few years back. But the Bush administration was like, no, we're not going to do it.
Wow.
Yeah, but we know why, because they were heavily invested in this prison system.
Right.
Yeah, unfortunately. And the first salvo has been fired.
The what?
In the whole Mexican drug thing, whatnot, because, you know, drugs is legal. You know, a lot of the illegal immigration has kind of like, stopped. It's kind of slowed down a little bit because the economy's bad and they quote unquote toughened up on the border, but it's more like the economy is bad, so there's no reason to come over here.
Mm-hmm.
There's some thieves that they took some of the border fence to sell to scrap metal. Which is kind of funny.
Oh, God.
Yeah, and quite honestly, it's not that bad. Because if you think about it, they're not really, don't even need that fence anyway.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because now the stream of people is going to be going over there.
That way.
I mean,
oh, the direct
right. Way. I mean, everybody's running to get their smoke on now. I can carry my 2-3 joint and not get arrested.
Right.
And my LSD and everything else, I'm good. To me, it's a no-brainer. We don't even need a fence. Ain't nobody hopping to come over here.
No.
They're going to be right down there selling it, baby. Now, I know a lot of people have heard this about this 18 years later, a kidnapping victim that was found yesterday morning. She walked into the police station in Concord, California, and told the officers that she was J.C. Lee Dugard, a girl who had been kidnapped 18 years ago at the age of 11 and had never been seen again.
Right.
you know, she just shows up out of the blue. And the person who had been, I guess she's been living with, Philip Dorito, he is one of the suspects in the 1991 kidnapping case.
Has he been living with him ever since?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy because he has a ministry, but he's on the Megan Law website.
Oh God, okay.
He's a listed sex offender.
He's got a ministry.
You know, and in Antioch, and it's like, wow.
So why did she walk in? She realized who she was, or?
I'm just thinking that they had brainwashed her, and she was just there, and I don't know. I mean, it's one of them things. I guess you'd have to talk to her to say, why did you wait 18 years to decide, you know what, I'm just going to tell people I'm alive.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So, I mean, did it all go chaotic or what?
Well, of course they went and picked up Mr. Garrido and his wife, the sex offender, who is listed and has a ministry. I'm going to keep saying that. He's listed and he has a church. And he sets up a tent and, you know, he, like, preaches the gospel of sex offense to the people.
He preaches sex offense?
No, I'm just saying. He's a sex offender, and he preaches the gospel, and he a kid, he's like holding little kids.
Yeah.
But I
don't get it.
Yeah.
Where is this at? In Concord, California?
Concord, California.
Oh, my goodness.
He just shows up at the police station. I'm alive.
After 18 years.
Yeah. There's just something not right with this story.
No. Is she from Concord, California? Has she been in? Was she kidnapped from Concord?
She was abducted in 1991 on her way to school near Lake Tahoe.
Oh, up there.
Yeah. Her stepfather said that he was watching as she walked, and this gray sedan pulled up alongside her, snatched her up, and sped off 18 years ago.
And they could never find.
Obviously not.
They just stopped looking, figuring the kidnappers just aren't going to return her. And
something like that.
So they stopped looking?
Although it's funny that we're talking about somebody that was missing 18 years ago, who obviously wasn't really missing, because she obviously knew who she was but didn't really want to be found.
Right.
Whereas we're still the young child in Oakland. There's still no news about him.
Right. It's not in the news that he was kidnapped or missing.
Right.
Or,
and, you know, I'm wondering why we're not talking about him.
How come it's not plastered all over CNN?
It's not plastered on CNN. It's not plastered anywhere. I mean, every time I ask somebody about it, have you heard about it? They're like, what are you talking about?
Right.
But we know about this person who was kidnapped at 11, and she found herself 18 years later. Now, is that a conspiracy? I don't know. But it sounds a little tricky to me.
It sounds a little stupid.
Yeah. And on that note, I think it's time we start jamming.
Well, you know what? Keep talking because I have to go to where I need to get to.
Yeah. So right now, we're about to hit y'all with a nice little cut from my man, Raj Hills.
Raj Hills. It's Hill, not Hill.
You can talk to him about it. Raj Hills. Yes. He of the cut. That butter likes to cut.
And that was Roz Hill. That's a song.
Taking him to church.
Yeah. On that note, are we gonna go to station identification and come back and talk to Roz Hill?
We'll be right back.
We will be right back.
Together, you guys. Drummer.
Okay, we're going to give Raj a call now.
Hello?
Hello?
guys, what's happening, baby?
What's good with you?
Oh, you know, Thursday night, smooth drama.
Yeah, I seen y'all wilding out in there talking about everything.
Everything. So we're going to pull you into a couple of our conversations. I do have my first question is, do you usually go on stage half naked?
Do I usually go on stage half naked? Sometimes I was asking some of my producers and you know, the promoters, I was like, can I go on stage without having to take my shirt off? They said, you know, you basically did yourself, and now they're expecting it. So you know, I was just doing crunches right now. I ate tacos earlier, so you know. I guess I go on stage half naked sometimes, you know. What can I say?
Yes, I didn't bring my handkerchief, so you can't be turning butter on. Got a drooling.
You sent me that picture. I was like, oh, damn. So, you know, I had to blow up the picture and go, are those what I think they are?
Oh, that was with me at the Key Club. Okay, performing. Okay, I know which one you're talking about.
Oh, there's more?
Oh,
no. We changing the style. The fetish CD had me half naked. This one's going to have me with clothes on. It's goofy stuff.
You can send butter to half naked.
I can send you to half naked ones to heart, buddy.
I can send you to smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com.
There
you go. He has kids in his, I don't even know what they are.
Wow. I'm all right. It looks all right. Thank you.
Tell us about Rod Hills and what you got going.
What I got going right now is just setting up the home foundation, but the music is good and everything right now. We got a real nice CD. I just wanted to make this one where it was different from everything else out in the industry. I wanted it to be able to go against, like, the Jay-Z, the T.I.s, Eminem. So with this one, we made it so versatile, and I've developed so much that the attention has been great and everything. As you know, I got I'm under the Laneway Records belt, who put out DJ Quick, Sugar Free. So I got to big up the Black Tone, who took me under the wing and just showed me the business more than anything, putting money in hands and all that. He just showed me everything about the business. So I'm very thankful to Black Tone. So that's the main thing, is just venturing out. Even if you heard of John Coltrane, his son, Orion Coltrane, that under me too. So, you know, we just expanded, trying to get a lot of investors in it, because the project, the songs and everything are nice. Like that one, I just wanted it to be, the song you just heard was Taking the Church. I wanted that one to be like a little anthem to give them who I am. But we got rock on there, we got hip hop, dance, everything. And it all fits in the hip hop setting. So
right.
That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, now reading up on you bio and whatnot, and, you know, I'm seeing that you was on Napster's Top 20. And you was doing big things with your album Fetish. Tell us a little bit about Fetish and how you came up with that.
Wow. Fetish, you know, I got to be real with people. I wasn't expecting the rap. I was trying to get in some cats rap. They were doing it for years. I was just trying to inspire them. I was writing poems. The producer heard it, and it was like, man, you need to get on it. And next thing you know, it turned in from being a lyricist to me putting it on. So I said with the Fetish CD, I just wanted to make noise. I wanted people in the industry to hear me and have it come with that lyrical content, you know, instead of just putting out a fad, like one song and everything, and people remember you for it. So with that, I did the sex sales. You know, I figured if I can work out and put that on the cover, maybe the ladies would get into it. And if the ladies get into it, people will listen to the music and everything and actually see I'm a lyricist. So we did that, and it was me just venting. It was me just giving the different pieces of my life. I was going through transit.
Me over here.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep butter cool over here.
So on this CD, we did more. I think I worked out more for the photo shoot for this one. I'm a lot more cut than I was before, but we're not putting all of them shots out this time. We're going to cover me up. But I think I've cut up a lot more. I've worked out far today now. So.
I ain't interested anymore then. Okay.
There's still be something there. We're going to have those on the website, rodhills.com, so you'll be able to see those pictures up there. But yeah, Napster, that was great, though. That was a blessing. I didn't even expect that. Like I said, Fetish was to make noise and people to get to understand me. But when I seen 6 songs in Napster's Top 20 and beating out Tupac and Rob Zombie, I was amazed, because those are two people I look up to. Like I said, I'm influenced by rock and hip hop, so
all right.
that was something else.
So who you work with and who you looking forward to working with?
I don't know. A lot of people close to me know that I look forward to working with a lot of people, where people know that DJ Quick has always inspired me. So me coming to that label was actually like a dream come true. That was the whole reason it ended up popping off. They found out that I like Quick. And that's why I'm looking forward to a track. I hung out with him in the studio, me and him in the studio earlier this year. If he does one track on there, that would be cool. But my producer, Jerk, I mean, he's an amazing producer. He's like the next DJ Quick, Dr. Dre. He produced that track right there. And he probably produced like 80% of it. But I would say any producer that's really like musicianship, like Quick, he can do everything. Is when he got his mind right, he can do whatever he wants. Because, you know, he's worked with Tupac, Mariah Carey, Janet Jackson, you know, every genre of music. He's even worked with, you know, symphonies. So if he has his mind right, it's like he's pretty much untouchable. But him or Dre, you know, anybody that's out there that's really doing it.
Now, I know you said that you was influenced by rock. Now, what are some of the band musicians in rock that kind of influenced your style?
Oh, Metallica. It's not really rock, but The Doors, I like them a lot. Let's see, Red Hot Chili Peppers, No Doubt, definitely.
With you with Red Hot Chili Peppers. They had.
What's that?
I'm with you with Red Hot Chili Peppers. They, when they took pictures with the socks on their dick.
I like them because they were rebels and everything. I like people that just go out there and make their own style, and they just like, I don't give a damn, you know. So.
Now I'm reading that you're associated with a rock group.
Yeah, rock group. My rock group is called Fine Line. So we got like two tracks on there on the CD coming up with them on there. So.
Okay, and so.
What's that?
No, I'm saying so. You have a couple of cuts that are just purely rock and roll, or is it like a mixture of the two? Or?
Yeah, the basis of the song is rock, but it's still me rapping over it and everything. It's a blend that probably you really haven't heard, but it's gonna be different. Like I said, I wanted to shock the industry. I wanted to show them like just because it's independent, it's that I'm on the same level as the top ones. The only difference between an independent and a top one, that lyrics or skills can be about the same. It's just the money that's getting pushed behind that artist to get out there to be seen. So that's it.
Well, I mean, for me personally, I don't think there's anything wrong with a little diversity and a different kind of sound. You know, I'd offend you, but saying I'm not going to do the same damn thing. I'm going to switch it up a little bit. You know, I think that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, so it'd be dope. It'd be stuff you can play on the club. Every song that we made on this one, you could play it on the radio. We made it like a single where you could play the whole thing through. Like every song could stand on its own, and you'd be like, wow. So I'm blessed with the people around me that produced it, and they listen to my ideas, and then they put their input in it. So without Fine Line, without Jerk, Black Tone letting me do my thing and then inspire me and do it, I couldn't have did it. So, I mean, I can't just say it's all Rod Chills. I like to, you know, give people they do, you know. It takes other people to give you that opportunity, you know, to believe in you, for you to do what you got to do. And I'm always thankful for other people because nobody has to do anything for you.
Right. Now I know I hear a lot of artists, you know, they have the stories on how they go into the studio, one take, I bang out a song. What's your process when you're writing a song or whatnot? Do you, like, write or do you hear the beat and then go over it like that? What's your process?
I can hear the beat, but a lot of the songs that you may hear, I usually write the songs beforehand and everything. Like, you can put me in the studio, it doesn't matter what type of music it is, and they trip out because I can write a whole song in 5 to 15 minutes, depending on what type of zone I'm in. It makes it that easy. Most of the songs, like that song right there, that take me like 15 minutes to write that. He was making the beat at the time, and I said, hey, put this in there, and I just wrote it like in 15 minutes, the whole song.
All right. So when is your album
going to be out? Well, it pushed back to 2010, the beginning, probably like February and everything. It was supposed to drop this year, but we had a lot of stuff going on. Personally, me up there fighting to get my kitty, so I got them full time. So now Rod Shields is a full time dad too and everything. Yeah. So I had to put the music on the back burner and everything. So. Yeah, if you don't know my story, I was a two-time teenage dad and everything, and still went ahead and represented, and we did my thing. So now that that's straight, it's on and popping the music, so we looking to do worldwide things. I just don't want to give away everything, but I even got some fragrances coming out, so it's cool.
We get to smell like you, too?
You smell better than me.
Now you have dick gotten. Okay.
No. Some butter. Is that a Latina mommy butter?
No.
Oh, okay. What are you?
I'm Filipino Hawaiian.
Oh, okay. That sounds good too. That's a nice little mixture. I used to be diversified, but I'm on a little what can I say? On a hiatus from women right now and everything. I'm so focused.
A hiatus.
This is gonna be a trip. My homies are gonna be tripped out and everything. They was like, "Man, you ain't Mr. Fetish, ain't dating." I'll tell y'all this right now. I haven't dated a girl in over a month and a half. Got no phone numbers. I gave out my numbers. My phone is blank right now, and it's probably gonna be like that for October. I gave myself to October, end of October, where I'm not talking to nobody and just gonna focus. And then when I get back in the game, you know, then I'm gonna look for that one good one. Not probably date a couple good ones, but then you know, kind of. If I give me one gift.
Basically, you're saying Halloween, you just coming out is on.
Yeah. That's when the good girls get an excuse to dress like how can I say a nice word?
I don't think there's nowadays. It's not better.
Yeah, the good girls get a chance to dress like Hoochie and use an excuse like it's Halloween, so you know, hey.
Now I know you have a BA degree. What's your degree in?
That's in history and I minored in psychology. So I want to go back and try to get the master's and everything in January online. But the music is a lot of work. So, but it's in history and psychology. So.
Okay, so in the music game, you know, hip hop industry, whatnot. What's your end goal?
My end goal
is
to make music that inspire people, entertain, and prosper from this, and then be able to go to the background and then put other people in there just trying to get in there. I feel like if I'm the only one that gets to eat out of this, then I didn't do my job. And if I don't get to be heard and be prosperous out of this, then I didn't do my job, you know. So I feel like if I got the talent to do it, then I need to go ahead and then to each level, and that's what we're working on right now. We got some even overseas stuff going on, so that's why I've been quiet too, because I'm not just trying to do the whole U.S. market. I'm trying to do it in different markets, so you know, you can just reach more. You don't have to deal with as many politics. So
right.
All right, well, now you know it's safe to go down in Mexico now.
It's legal now.
What do you think of that? What's your opinion on this legalizing the drugs and it started in Mexico? Well, actually, it started in Brazil, went to Mexico, and now Argentina's come out too.
Brazil, I like Brazil. The women, oh my God, no, I ain't gonna even go there.
So we
talking about legalizing what now?
it's actually legal. There now, I mean, because basically what they said is small amounts, as long as it's not hurting
five
anyone.
Ounces.
Yeah, 5 ounces and less.
What do you call that?
Yeah, that's
two
like two or three
two
joints.
Skinny joints.
You're good.
Thanks. I guess to all my tokers, I guess they can blow their trees. I don't blow personally, but I like the smell of it. They can do their thing.
Is that the new scent of your perfume? Are you cologne?
Yeah. Scent a weed. That's what it's called.
Scent a ganja.
Yeah.
So that's a real herbal essence right there. I'm going to bring out the shampoo and you're going to have real herbal.
I want to see the commercial for that one.
Yeah. Damn, did you smell you? What are you doing?
I'm getting high and hungry at the same time.
Yeah, that's why I got these Cheetos, girl, just for you.
Yeah,
I know you're
going to come out with a candy bar
to
go with
that. Now, my other thing, when I ask your opinion, because I'm of the opinion that prostitution should be legalized, too. And
Oh, man.
To restart the economy.
Wow.
It being
what I'm saying is, now hear me out. When I say prostitution being legalized, whatnot, one, we're talking about we taking this out of Shorty's hand, you know, dude that's putting his ring finger upside old girl's head if she ain't out there and not getting his money right.
A second there, when you said Shorty, what?
I thought prostitution was legal anyway, because don't girls be tricking God for money anyway? So, I mean, I thought some of them be tricking God for money anyway, so, you know, I mean, I thought it was legalized and everything. I know a couple that did that, so, you know.
Well, I mean, for me, and there's a story that I was reading on where there's a so-called school for tricks, where there's what the police are doing is sort of like at the DMV. If you get caught, they let you can go through them, go through this class, and if you're successful and don't get caught a second time, it comes off your record.
Are you serious?
As an officer.
Hey. You got to do what you got to do. Like Sugar Free said, you got to pimp them, get them out on the stroller if that's what they want to do. I ain't all for that, but I can't pay for none of that. But, I mean, I guess I can't knock nobody's hustle and everything, but I'm not into the no prostitution thing, you know. But everybody got to do what they got to do to eat, you know. They got their decision. That's what free will about. So, I guess, you know, I'm not going to pay for none. I'm cool on that.
I'm with you there. I mean, but, see, the thing is called John School. And it's out of, actually, Nashville, Tennessee.
Oh, my gosh.
So instead of job corps, they got host school there and everything?
No, it's not for the host. it's for, technically, I guess they would be hoes, too. The hoes that got caught.
The hoes that got caught.
Yeah,
how about... I mean, is that school open for, like, okay, good girls, too? Like, you got a girl that may not be able to do it all. They can just go in there and learn how to do it, but do better school.
Already got caught.
Oh, no, it's not for the girls. It's
for
the guys who
that
get caught.
Wait, this is for the guys? Oh, how not to get caught?
Guys. John.
Oh, man.
It's for the guys who get caught. And, like I said, it's like the traffic school.
We have for John.
Wait, how not to get caught on buying prostitutes? That's what the school's for.
Pretty much. If you get caught, they don't tell your family whatnot, and you can get it off your record in a year.
Like traffic.
Butter, are you hearing this?
I'm hearing it.
Hey,
oh, my God. I didn't hear it all now.
Hey.
It's like traffic school. But,
Oh, you get it off your record, that's true.
You,
so as long as you ain't been there in 10 months, you can get it off your record,
you
know, right?
Can you only go once a year?
You have to wait a year.
A year.
And if they catch you if you go a whole year without getting caught, it's off your record.
And then you start over from scratch.
Oh, man. Wow.
Can you do it online?
Dang, I know.
It did not come out right.
I'm thinking you can't do it at home if you got caught.
You can, but
you'd
be alone.
But if you're a single guy, there's no problem. But if you're a married guy,
it's no different than never mind. And hide.
Wow.
You know.
Right.
Right.
What type of conversations y'all done got me in? This is cool, though. Y'all just all out with it. I like this.
We do.
Real life here. So,
yeah.
When's your next show, man?
When's my next show? It'll probably be in November. I'm thinking about doing a show for, like, the veterans and everything. So, do something like that for the people, you know, because they usually get forgotten. And I figure I might just do, like, a free show for all of the people, family members. They got people in the military or military people to come out and do something like that. Try to get a couple of the other West Coast celebrities to come down and do that. And just put it on like that, you know, just do something to give back. And then I start setting up shows and everything. Like I said, I want to hit different markets, the overseas markets and everything and all that. So that's what I'm more focused on. But November, you can look for me then. Unless Quick's trying to do something to Sugar Freedom, I'll be trying to open up for them, or I will be opening up for them.
Okay. So you got no shows that Butter can just show up and.
Butter, you welcome anytime. Just holler at me, I'll get you up in there. Does that mean I'm gonna have to take my shirt off tonight? Do you come to one of the shows?
Maybe.
Okay. Wow, see? You know what? I think I'm gonna have to. You know what's so bad though? I headlined the House of Blues like 2 years ago, and my boy, he's all Christian and everything, and his wife's all Christian, right? So I'm thinking, you know, they all in the God, they ain't all in that. She comes to the show and everything in the beginning. She's telling her girlfriend, she's like, "Hey, girl, you had to come." I was telling her, "Rod, you just had to come because he take his shirt off and everything and all that, and he get all sexy." I'm like, "Wait a minute, ain't you supposed to be all in the God and everything?" So I was like, from that point on, I knew I was going to have to take the shirt off because I was like, whether they hold you or not, I got to take the shirt off.
Hold on now. Now, I was talking about this the other day. There's a movement by women who want to be able to take their shirt off.
Topless. We're going to be interviewing them next week, right?
Yeah,
I'm with it, but you know what I like more than the front though. I like women with ass though. You can take off the front, show it to me all day, but I like women with ass a lot. You know, that's just it's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's all I can say.
Wow.
And brother-in-law hers during Katrina. So.
Well, front or back, I ain't got it. So.
Okay, brother, what you working with? What assets you working with more, brother?
I can't.
Yeah, butter.
Well, I don't know.
Mr. Dickhugger, what assets are you working with, Betty?
What assets are we working with, butter? I know you're not.
What the hell we? What the hell is we? You just said, what assets are we working with?
I'm
working with a lot, but I'm not going to talk to you about it after the show.
Oh my gosh. We're gonna get a little personal red light district for Rod Shields, huh? Okay, go ahead, do your thing, girl.
Yeah. Okay. So I know you mentioned the teen dad whatnot. I don't know if you pay attention to the news whatnot about there was an ad I say last month, a couple of months ago, where they put on a billboard, "Obama's daughters eat healthy meals.
Oh.
Why can't we?"
And what was that for?
Well, it was a thing for people saying that the school system should have a balanced lunch. So if they're saying that Obama's daughter gets a healthy lunch, why can't we?
Wow.
And I know, as a father, I was gonna ask you what you think of that kind of thing. Like somebody was to use your kids. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, that's just what I was about to say. I don't know. I really don't think that's that was the best ideal. But I can see why they were doing it, because they were trying to associate somebody famous with that and kids that are famous. But I don't really think so, because I mean, I think he comes under the limelight and the fire enough. You know, just by being the first African-American president, just by inheriting all of the problems that Bush put on the country. So, you know, I just think that gives people a chance to, like, take shots at them, and they really, you know, they really didn't put themselves in that position. But I understand what they were trying to do on one point of view, advertising, you know, association, you know, to get other people to be healthy. But I don't think you should really put children out there, you know, like that, you know.
No.
Now, I mean, I know you said take shots at them. I know you've probably seen some of these healthcare debates, and you've heard that there are these folks that's showing up at these debates with their shotgun, just
yes,
walking back and forth. I have a hard time with that, because, you know, I hear the whole talk, oh, well, it's their right to have it. But I'm thinking that if this was another president, that wouldn't have happened?
No.
No, it wouldn't have happened, not at all. I don't believe so. I think people really need to just get over the race part and just look at, you know, what a person can do. But, I mean, we've had that going on for centuries, so it's not really like it's going to change overnight. But the one good thing I do like to change about it is that, you know, all the different nationalities stood up to elect him into that position. So it shows it's somewhat changed. But I feel like when you mess with let's see, how can I say this? The majority of people in power, when you mess with their money, then they want change, but then they don't care about what nationality it is. So,
right.
So I think that's where that comes along. But, yeah, like you said, if it wasn't him as a president, I don't think we would have as much attention on it and everything like that. But since he's African American, you know, it, people are going to take more shots at it. He's more, he's under more scrutiny than maybe somebody else would, because we let Bush get away with murder and then some. So.
Yeah, a whole lot of murder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, so, the murder.
Yes, it, rest in peace to Hugo and everything from La Habra and everything, the Marine that got killed in there. So I got to say rest in peace to one of my peoples and everything. So you're gone, but you're not forgotten and everything, a Marine. So, yes. All right.
All right. So now, what do you do in your downtime in between making albums and shows and whatnot?
Let me see.
Stay busy writing? You do any producing?
Yeah, see, I write a lot. And, lately, they've been wanting me to write for different artists. I've been doing that, producing and everything. I do that. But I write a lot. I probably got maybe like 400 songs written inside the house and everything, just filed away. You know, I probably write songs like 2 times a day. But a lot of stuff I do is just read, hang out with the family a lot and everything, make sure they're on point, and just constantly grinding the music game. I constantly got to keep my eyes open and everything. But I like playing sports, working out, you know, hanging out. And then what's that?
You a baller?
Yeah, I'm a baller. I played college ball, too. I played all the way up to the semi-pro level and everything. So, yeah, I was All-American and all that. So, all right. Yeah.
So who's your team?
Who's my team?
Yeah.
Well, now I just go with players. I'm leaning on Boston because KG is like, you know, I think he's like the best in the game and everything, because I just like his heart and I like people to play with passion. But I got three teams I'm kind of rooting for. It's not teams, it's players. They're my three favorite players. It's, you know, Boston, and then D-Wade, my favorite guard, so I got to go for the Heat, even though they bad right now. And then Cleveland, because Shaq. Lakers, I'm not a Lakers fan at all. All my L.A. fans, you already know my L.A. people. Y'all know as long as y'all got Kobe, I can't go for him. He's extra talented, but I can't go for nobody. I'm still from the streets. I don't like snitches, so, you know, I can't do it. Can't do it.
Exactly. I've been saying it for years.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm educated, but I'm from the streets, and, you know, that's how it goes. That's just the way it is.
And plus, he's selfish. I look at it like this. I can't play with a dude that I can't play with. I can't root for a guy that I don't think that I could play with that wouldn't pass me the ball ever.
Yeah, so for people that can lie and deceive you like that and snitch on you, I can't look at you like that. I'd be wanting to take off on him. Like, okay, now we cool after I gave you one chin check. Now we can play.
Retired, so you know.
As soon as Shaq left, I was done.
I'm not gonna go in there on Shaq.
But congratulations to all y'all LA fans that are Lakers and everything. Even though, you know, I'm not rooting for him, I ain't jumping on the bandwagon. Even though Paul Gasol has always been one of my favorite players, that's the only thing that made it hard. I was hot when he went there. So.
I'm not even. I was hating all year. It was just undocumented. I'm like on every show.
Yes, he
is. Oh, that's all right.
They won the title. You know, I was right here. Depressed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I better get off of them, Laker fans before they start not liking me and everything. But I ain't supporting Rod no more. Y'all know it. I wore my Miami Heat shirt on the show when they won it.
You in L.A. All you got to do is take your shirt off and never forget that they
hit you. They'll be like, Lakers, what? Oh, okay, just show me the abs. I'm a skinny guy.
Okay,
that's all airbrushed. It's all airbrushed. I'm going to tell the truth. I weigh like 300 pounds.
Okay.
It's all airbrushed.
Yeah. Hopefully that one.
All right. Now, on our show, we do the Hater of the Week on Thursday. I got two candidates, and I'm going to allow you to help us pick. First candidate is a teacher in my favorite state. If you don't know, my favorite
Florida.
State to talk about is Florida. It's just some abnormal shit that goes on down there that doesn't go on anywhere but there, although Wisconsin got close this week. the people in, they're stealing goats and shit. But we not gonna go
around here. We raw in our cut over here.
Well, there was a boy in Florida whose mother is suing the school because the teacher allowed the kindergarten students to vote him out of the class, even though he was diagnosed with they call Asperger's, which is Asperger's syndrome, which is he's mildly autistic.
No, I know what it is because I actually work with autistic and Asperger's kids. I work with both of them.
Okay. Oh, okay.
All right. Well, he had that, and a teacher who had got suspended, Wendy Portillo, she and these other kindergartners, but I put her to blame. She voted to have him gone. The vote was 14-2, and they kicked him out of class.
This teacher did that.
Yeah, the teacher did that.
So that's our first candidate.
That's our first candidate.
Wow.
Hater of the week, because it came up this week. And the second candidate for hater of the week is actually from the same state. In Florida.
Wow, y'all picking on Florida.
He pick on Florida all the time.
What's up, Miami? What's up, 805?
This is actually, you know, out of Miami, where they're having the Florida Appeals Court is being urged to affirm a judge ruling that the state's ban on adoption by gay people is unconstitutional.
Oh.
Now, I mean, for me, you know, it's like, okay, they're gay, but nobody wants these kids. And if somebody wants to adopt these kids and give them a home, you know, if they're not sex offenders or straight-up criminal crackheads.
And it's the responsibility of the system to verify that they're not, you know, fit to be parents. Why can't they be parents?
Right.
That's true.
So
I'm going to go with the politically. I'm going to go with the safe one on this one.
You're going to go with the safe one?
And I'm going to say that the teacher that gives autistic or Asperger's kid wrong. That's the hater of the week. You know, I'm not even putting myself in a position on the Asperger's.
All right. What's your vote, brother? Come on now.
I would have to say the teacher. What would you say?
I'm going with the state that don't want
to. I knew you was going to say that. He just like causing controversy.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Kids need a home. And if somebody wants to give them a home.
Kids need education, no matter if they're autistic or not.
Okay, but you can't hire that teacher.
All kids need to be educated.
Okay, but all kids need a home, too.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Y'all both got great points, I tell you.
Well, thank you.
Well,
that was very political, correct? Also, I guess democracy wins here. We gonna Wendy Portillo, you are the hater of the week, and you suck.
Thank you. Did y'all like to take them to church, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
And, we waiting on the video, man, so, you know, we can put it up and play it on the side.
We're waiting for the live show.
Oh, yeah, the video, the first video off the CD is going to be nocturnal. It'll be nocturnal, so I'll be having my shirt off all during that video. It'll be like with a whole bunch of Latinos in there, the Latino Car Club Nocturnal. You can go on rosshill.com and see all that.
All right.
Well, cool.
Well, we'll be looking for you, and, of course, you know, you got open mic here anytime you want to come on the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You know, if you want to talk politics, you want to get yourself in trouble with us, you're more than welcome to come on. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Good call, bro.
Thank you, and have a good night, Miss Butter. And all right, Dick Hugger, you do the same, homie.
All right.
Thank you.
Can I hear some sexy butter, though, before you go? Could you tell me good night, sexy?
Good night.
Get your sexy on. Oh, okay. That'll work. That'll work.
All right.
All right. Thank you. How are we doing?
Have a good evening.
You too. We out.
Good night. See you on Tuesday.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.